Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants and welcome back to Anime Casuals. Today, we are talking about, well, we're talking about all kinds of stuff because we're over at the anime subreddit. I didn't really have too many, I kind of talked about a lot of what I wanted to talk about yesterday. But before we get into all this stuff, first off, my name is Lucky. I forgot to mention my, I mean, you're at the Lucky Rants, but, just in case anybody is new here, they're like, what are Lucky Rants? Well, it's where Lucky Rant. So, either way, let's talk about, oh yeah, that's right. I was going to announce, for the weekly review, which is a segment that I do on Saturday, usually on Saturdays, but maybe you should just tune in on Sundays and hope for the best. Hopefully that I have it out by then. Basically I talk about one anime every single week and that'll be on Saturday. This week we're going to be talking about, Lookism. I thought it looked kind of interesting. See what I did there. And, yeah, anyway, let's start off with this question because I thought it was an interesting one. How is Handshakers? Okay, if you guys do not know what Handshakers is, this is very much in the same vein as maybe like Sekire. It's very much a so typically what happens is there's a guy and then a girl, and if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember. Basically, what happens is that partnership, right? They shake hands. they're able to harness certain powers, and typically they just fight in pairs. I'm trying to remember like the main plot of it, but that's I'm basically right about most of that. But typically the pair will be like a couple. It's a very weird anime, and if I'm being honest with you, it doesn't look all that great. It's very. It's got like a CGI look to it. It's not the worst if we're like comparing it to everything else, but it definitely doesn't look great. To be fair though, the voice acting isn't too bad in the English dub. We have like Midoriya, the guy who plays Deku from My Hero Academia as the main person. So not like terrible voice acting. I heard a couple other people that I recognized in there. Not by any means like a not by any means is it like a bad production or anything. It's just not a great anime. So yeah, you don't have to watch it. The only reason why I had to watch it was because Johnny, this was back when I used to like when we used to do like more sophisticated videos. Sorry about that. We kind of switched more to the podcast route because all of us are busy now that we're out of the pandemic and yada yada yada. Crimea River. Anyway, basically what happened was I think I made Johnny watch this as a punishment anime. The problem was I ended up unfortunately I forgot that I edit the videos, so I had to edit, and so in other words, I had to watch almost this entire series. Which was absolutely dreadful. There was like almost no part where I was like, "Oh, this is pretty good," except before I watched it. That was probably the best part. Anyway, okay, we got some recommendations here. Anyone have recommendations for Shonen or any show really? Excuse me. That instead of the main character or another character starting weak and working really hard to become talented, they start talented and have to learn how to work hard to actually live up to their potential, like laziness, discipline, and a legitimate hurdle for them. And they're not so overpowered that they can get by through only trying occasionally. Oh gosh, dude. That's a great question. You know what? I think Hajime no Ippo, it's not a it kind of is a shonen anime. Not exactly like a Shonen Jump anime, but it's a shonen anime, I would say. Maybe even a seinen anime, if I'm being honest with you. If you guys don't know what the difference between a shonen and seinen anime, it just has to do with its target audience. A shonen is much more geared towards teenage kids, so think about My Hero Academia, Naruto, those types of things. Whereas seinen are much more focused on the adult, so it'll deal with more adult situations. Now, it doesn't mean that shonen don't deal with adult situations and seinen don't deal with coming of age stories or anything like that. It's just that the target audience is what we're looking at here. And so yeah, Hajime no Ippo, just because so Ippo actually has a lot of potential. So if you guys don't know the basic backstory of it, Ippo's father One day leaves out. They're a fisher. He's a fisherman. Leaves out one day. Ne basically becomes shipwrecked and dies. Assumedly. I don't think it's disputed in the series, but yeah, his boat gets wrecked. He dies, and then so basically, Ippo takes over the fishing company. But in doing so, he's actually very strong. He's got a lot of firm foundations, which helps him when he starts boxing, especially in a particular style, which is called the peekaboo style, which was made famous by Iron Mike Tyson. Some of you may have heard of him. But yeah, I really like that one because w once again, it's not that he isn't strong. It's just that he doesn't have the technique down. He doesn't have the experience. And I think that kind of correlates a lot with real martial arts, right? Like somebody can go into martial arts and they can be the toughest person, but if they don't have any technique, if they don't learn, if they're not willing to learn, well, they're gonna get humbled very quickly. So I'd probably say something like that. Otherwise, maybe. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's probably the best one I can think of. If we're talking about shonen anime in particular, probably Natsu from F Fairy Tail, because technically he's a dragon slayer, which is like it's actually a pretty big role that he plays in it. Like, and sorry, a bit a pretty big like that's a pretty big title to have. So the anime is more of him, but he's not like exactly overpowered. He just has a lot of plot armor. So take that however you want. Anyway. Ooh, love Gundam but hate the main character of the new series. In other words, we were just talking about it yesterday. Mar Witch of Mars or something, the Mars Witch, Witch of Mars or something like that. Any recommendations for other Gundam series? Let me see, Witch from Mercury. So that's what it's called. Witch from Mars. gosh, man, I would definitely say, Iron-Blooded Orphans is a great one. I just think it's awesome. I just think I just think it's one of like if you're looking for a newer Gundam, but I personally I will always go back to Mobile Suit Gundam. It always holds a really soft spot in my heart. Like once again, I don't know if it's because I played the video games and so growing up I knew all the characters. I and Char is my favorite Gundam villain, dude. He's just such an awesome. He's just such an awesome villain who has a lot of complexity to him. If you guys ever get a chance, you guys can always check out Mobile Suit Gundam Origins, which is basically about him, how he became there, that kind of stuff. So, this is an interesting one. I don't know if I'm gonna read the whole thing, but I'm gonna try and so I try not to curse anymore. So if you guys hear me like switching words around, it's because that's why. I'm so sick and tired of watching whiny teenagers in anime. I don't care about the high school years. It's not the prime time of a person's life by far, but for various reason, all the anime decides to focus exclusively around that time of life. In turn, these characters just act very inappropriate for that age group. It seems like they're all just a bunch of naive idiots who haven't the slightest clue as to how to interact with another person wielding enormous amounts of power, responsibilities, and autonomy while running amok without proper adult su supervision. Let's not even bring up the problem with sexualization of teens or having them talk about arrange to be married when they're 16 years old. What the heck? But let's p just put that aside as a whole different issue. I know why they do it. The target audience, well-established tropes, familiarity, etc. I don't care. I've had enough. Let's be real for once. If they're going to be doing this kind of thing, the kinds of thing that they're doing, just take them out of high school and set their age accordingly. I'm really looking for some anime content that features proper adults acting as adults. Recommend me something to that effect, please. So, yeah. I was gonna say Watamote. Why did I almost say Watamote? That is not what you're looking for. Oh man, how am I forgetting this anime? How am I forgetting this anime? Dude, I am forgetting this anime. It's a really good anime too. That's the worst part about it. Oh man, anime where lovers work in office. What is this anime, guys? Can you guys remember this? Because I cannot. I am super like just blanking out on this anime. Gosh, dude, I'm not remembering this. Oh, actually, this would be a great list to do. Maybe I'll talk about this sometime. I just found a list. Hold on. It should be Watakoi. Okay, I was gonna say Watamote. Watakoi, love is hard for otaku. Actually, this would be right down this person's alley. Mainly because it's about people that maybe they act a little bit young. Like, so you could see somebody using these people for a high school setting, but they're dealing with adult issues, right? They're all working, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's interesting. And somebody actually points out here, I think it's one of the great, but this is the person's comment. I think it's one of the great cultural divides between Japanese and American culture. In Japan, your teenage years are seen as high point in your life, but in America, it's something that one has to merely survive to get past the good part. I don't know about that. I to be honest with you, I don't know. But yeah, I understand what they're talking about, because it does make it they do put a lot of adult situations in high school settings, which doesn't really completely make a lot of sense. You know, a couple things that you could look out for. So Watakoi would be one. One thing that would be kind of interesting, although, you know, maybe to kind of look at it through a different lens would be real life. I know this isn't exactly what this person is talking about, but it would be, you know, it kind of makes a little bit more sense why it's in a high school setting. You know, why they're dealing, you know, what they're dealing with and stuff. Because in real life, you know, it's all about a person who takes this pill, this pharmaceutical pill that makes them look like they're 17 again, and they basically get to go back to school. And they do this as a social experiment to basically, you know, basically get something that they didn't have back then is the idea of it. So, yeah, that's an interesting one. Another one you could think about would be Remake Our Lives. So this is more of a college setting. That would be an interesting one as well. So, I'm not gonna go too much into that. A little bit more like the real life idea. Excuse me. Let me see here. So there is, oh, where did that other question go? I just had another question over here. What's an anime you love but is literally rated low by most sites? That is a great question. I don't really have too many animes which are rated low. But one, okay, well, one I will always go back to and is really stupid. I just want to point that out. It's not like I, you know, it's not a, it's like a guilty pleasure of mine, which is Scarlet Fragments or Hiruno Kakura. It actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Let me see what is Hiruno Kakura. Let me see what people rated it, 'cause it's not a great show by any stretch of the imagination. What? 6.9 out of 10? No, that is not true. That should not be a 7 out of 10. This should be at least a 4 out of 10. Wow, I'm surprised, guys. How did that happen? How did it get so highly rated? What is going? Okay, well, never mind. Can't even answer that question. It's just, oh my gosh. Let's see. I'm pretty excited to see I'm in love with the villainess getting an anime, but. JFC, I have no idea what that means. The difference between the reaction Yuri gets versus what BL gets kind of pisses me off. Guys are out there writing Yuri is the purest form of love and getting upvoted, but post about BL and people lecture you about fetishization and report you to Reddit self-harm. Okay, so if you guys don't know what the difference, Yuri is typically. Wait, is it? Isn't Yuri? No. Wait, is Yuri? I think Yuri's more lesbian stuff, right? Yuri. What is? Yeah, no. Yeah, it's usually like more lesbian stuff. And BL is stands for boy love. Personally, I don't really get all the sexualization in general, dude, to be honest with you. I don't mind romance or anything like that, but a lot of those shows, they get really sexual for some reason, and It's not for me, not anymore, at least. I don't mind seeing certain relationships play out, but I'm not really in it for, I like romance anime for sure, but that's in a very contained spot, whereas these ones, it's kind of hit or miss for me. I'm not really super into that kind of stuff anymore. But let me see here. By the way, there's one person that says hello on each one of these comments, and it's cracking me up every time I see it. I'm just looking for him, like, wow. Man, I still can't believe Hiro no Kakura is so highly rated, dude. How did he get that highly rated? 7 out of 10. That is absolutely insane, dude. Wow, it's really coming up in the world, isn't it? It's one of those things where you expect everybody to hate it, and because it's not great. Like, it should not be that great. What's going on? But yeah, I see a lot of comments about Bocchi the Rock. I want to see this one because I'm really into like band anime and stuff. So I was really into Con. I was really into those kinds of things. But yeah, let's look at a couple of these suggestions, these comments from the last question that we had, basically where I was talking about, which anime do you like, which are not highly rated. By the way, this person said The Executioner and Her Way of Life. Johnny actually told me about this one, and I thought it was, he told me it was pretty good, that you can find this one on HIDIVE, I believe. And I guess it kind of depends on where you're looking at for your reviews. But I wouldn't be super low on, like, if somebody thinks that something that you like is like sucks or anything like that. It is what it is. Anime is one of those things. I mean, a lot of people don't like anime, and I don't think it really matters all that much. Somebody mentions the Faraway Paladin, dude. The ending of that, just the excuse me, the beginning of it was great. First 5 or 6 episodes, fantastic. Last part of it, not so great. Really thought that it was, I really thought it was going to go somewhere different, and then it kind of went down the generic route. Wasn't super into that, and I can see why. I mean, maybe a solid 5.5. I wouldn't give it a 6, to be honest with you. The ending was so, sorry, the beginning was so strong that it definitely gets somewhere around there, but yeah. Somebody mentions girlfriend, girlfriend, or Kanojo mo Kanojo. Yeah, this one is complete. Actually, I was thinking about doing that one for the weekly review this week. I really fell off of it, man. I'm really not into it, to be honest with you. So, dude, I don't know. It's just everything about it. Everything about it is just not that great. Characters, kind of just goes about it. Oh, After the Rain. It's interesting. That's interesting. I by the way, I think After the Rain is actually rated pretty well, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on. Just give me a quick second. Ratings. And by the way, I thought it was great. And listen, this is one of those ones where it's got a very complicated relationship in between it, right? So it's got a guy who's 30 something. And I go, yeah, 7.4 out of 10, dude. What are you talking about? That's pretty high, if you ask me. And it's all about them kind of trying to find themselves. Oh, 5.8 out of 10 for some people. Interesting. Well, wait a minute. Why is there an After the Rain 2016 and After the Rain 2018? That's interesting. Huh. I have to figure out why that is. Yeah, After the Rain. I liked After the Rain. I thought it was an interesting one. We actually, if you guys want to check it out, there's a video on our YouTube channel that I did about it. I thought it actually worked pretty well. But yeah, I like After the Rain, dude. I thought it was a pretty solid series. And I think it worked out pretty well with, not, I don't want to go into spoilers, but either way. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that, guys. Remember, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. Don't forget, Lookism is what we're going to be talking about on Saturday for the weekly review. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual